North Carolina's numbers are at an all-time high. They've been steadily increasing across the state, but here in eastern North Carolina, turkeys have made a major comeback. Now, the Wildlife Resources Commission is encouraging people to take up hunting. Seminars are being held across the state to teach amateurs and experts alike the methods for hunting turkey.
That might surprise some folks that we want, if we're interested in conserving a game animal, that we actually want more hunters.
Upland game bird biologist Chris Cray says although it sounds counterintuitive, hunting is a beneficial way of conserving a species.
Hunters are really true conservationists. They're passionate about the sport. They're passionate about turkeys. They are involved in habitat management. They're involved in educating other folks about what turkeys need and looking out for the resource.
In North Carolina as a whole, Cray says the turkey population is booming, although some places have disparities. In the mountains and along the Virginia border, turkey numbers have started to level off or drop slightly, but populations continue to expand rapidly in eastern North Carolina.
Currently, we have around 265,000 turkeys in the state. That's not a perfect estimate. It's a rough estimate, and it's based largely on the number of turkeys that we see harvested in the spring season every year.
They also use data gathered during the annual Turkey Observation Survey, where volunteer spotters record the number of turkeys they see during a two-month period during the summer. Over the years the survey's been conducted, upward trends have been noticed in turkey populations. Since 2005, the number of turkeys across the state has grown by an estimated 115,000, with population increase here in eastern North Carolina being the most significant.
Those birds are moving into areas of suitable habitat. Reproduction has been good during the summertime, so turkeys are capable of producing a lot of young each year, and the habitat conditions are just really conducive to wild turkeys in that part of the state.
Many places like Craven, Duplin, and Pender counties now support thriving turkey populations, but this wasn't always the case. In the 60s and 70s, turkeys were only found in small pockets because of hunting pressure and habitat destruction. At one time, there was only about 2,000 turkeys in the entire state.
At that point, we changed a lot of the hunting regulations, and we began a process of capturing wild turkeys and releasing them in areas that had suitable habitat and allowing the birds to flourish once they got into that suitable habitat. And really, the turkeys did it themselves. It just needed a little help to get there.
Now that populations have bounced back, the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission is encouraging hunters to take part in this year's wild turkey season, which starts April 9th and runs through May 7th. A youth-only week runs from April 2nd to the 8th. Hunters are allowed a maximum of one turkey per day and two turkeys per season. The Commission and the National Wildlife Turkey Federation are offering 24 hunting seminars across the state, which cover topics including biology, calls, and decoys. Cray says the seminars cover the basics and more advanced methods of hunting turkeys.
What are they doing during the springtime? What are they doing during the season? What might hunters encounter when they're in the field? It'll also cover aspects about different types of turkey calls that they might use, how to use them, different scenarios that they might encounter while they're in the field, how to deal with different types of turkeys, how to find a place to turkey hunt, you know, game land opportunities, those type of things. All that will be discussed at those seminars.
About 1,400 people have attended the seminars so far. There are 9 classes left, 2 of which will be in our area. There's an introduction seminar in Jacksonville planned for Monday, March 21st at 6:30 at the Onslow County Center. An advanced level class will be held the next day. For more information on how to register, go to publicradioeast.org and click on this story.